Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to wrap up our conversations about sport and performance psychology with an article entitled Everything is Training,
right,
from Psychology Today, just a couple months ago from November of last year.
I have to say, this is an appropriate article to end this week.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost finished, but for the first 5 days of the week,
yeah,
at least. This is an appropriate ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what this article kind of works to get us to is the idea that many of the principles, as we've said
right,
a couple of times this week already, mm-hmm, many of the principles and perspectives that we use in sport and performance psychology apply to just about every other area of life.
Right, right.
You know, the effort and the work and the perspectives that you bring to training for an athletic competition or a performance of some sort,
right,
is exactly the same type of energy that you want to bring to other areas of your life.
To all areas of life. And we have said that each day, that what we're talking about here, when I first thought about sports psychology, I thought, well, it's a pretty narrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not narrow at all,
right,
because all of the things that we've talked about this week apply across settings.
Right.
Okay. And so this is another application. Just if you look at the title, Everything is Training.
Right.
And you get a sense of what's going to be coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the author begins talking a little bit about his training in martial arts.
Right.
And
neuroscience.
And neuroscience, right.
Right. Right.
And he talks about then taking a trip to Japan,
right,
to sort of learn more about and to see sort of, mm-hmm, the world that some of his martial arts training, you know, originated.
Where it came from. Mm-hmm. And particularly one of the masters,
right,
who lived about 500 years ago or so,
yeah,
but one of his favorites and, mm-hmm, what his philosophy of life was.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was Miyamoto.
I wouldn't even try.
Musashi? Yeah, something
Musashi.
Like that. And he died in 1643. So
right,
this is, you know, five and a half hundred years ago.
Right.
150,
mm-hmm,
years ago or so.
Right.
And so he wanted to go back and see where that originated and learn about that.
Yeah, he actually went back to his village to,
right,
see what did it look like and what, right, what was the geography that produced this person.
Right.
You know, what was the culture and the geography that produced this person.
Yeah.
And that's what,
you know. And so then he shifts and he talks about, you know, what it meant for him to see this and
right,
to experience this, but then how he has applied that from his neuroscience,
right, right,
perspective, from his neuroscience,
right,
training, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good the way that he talks about it.
Right, because he talks about his training as in martial arts.
Right, right.
And what struck him, he's been at this for 35 years. He's been studying martial arts for 35 years. And you keep training and you keep getting better and better and better. And he knows that this martial artist that he respected,
mm-hmm,
who lived so long ago, was an advocate of you train forever. You train,
right,
every day and you train your whole life.
Right.
You never stop training.
Right.
And we've talked about that in a couple of other,
right,
podcasts, is that you continue to strive, you continue,
right,
to train, you continue to get better. The goals keep moving.
Right.
You know, you get better and better. And this quote,
yeah,
is...
I love it.
Oh, I have to put that up somewhere.
Right. So it's a quote from a book that Musashi wrote.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm,
we're talking about 550
or plus
years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's from his book that's just entitled Book of Five Rings.
That's
the,
right,
how it is interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
But the quote says, "The true science of martial arts means practicing them in such a way that they will be useful at any time and to teach them in such a way that they will be useful in all things."
Right. So 600 years ago,
mm-hmm,
he's saying this applies to
everything,
your whole life.
Right.
It's not just about martial arts.
Right.
it applies to your whole life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the discipline that you use, the, you know, if we want to go back to a previous, from this earlier this week, the visualization techniques that you use, they're not just useful in an athletic competition. These can be used in any area of your life, in any aspect of your life that you choose to use it.
And yesterday we talked about youth sports, you know, how you should talk to your children. That's how you should talk to your children about everything.
Right.
Whether it's school or it doesn't matter. That's how you should talk to your children.
Right.
It applies across settings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the idea here is that he had this quote, and the author talks about how he always applied it to martial arts, but that as he's aged, as he's gotten a little bit older, he knows that he can't train the same way that he used to train when it comes to the martial arts, and he can't do some of the things that he used to be able to do. But this trip that he took to Japan, and again, then thinking about this quote, it has shifted the way that he even interprets this quote to suggest to him that it applies to everything in life.
Right. And the other, there were two or three other things about this article that I liked that the author came up with. One was that training is a process and a product.
Right.
Your training gets you to a higher level. But it's also that process that we've talked about all week, is that you get better at the process, not just better at the result.
Right.
Okay. And so you train better now than you did 10 years ago.
Right.
Okay. Your training is better. The other thing he talks about is that, and we could have done this at holiday time, when we talk about working out at holiday time. And he said that knowing that, I think what produced this article was, he was thinking about working out at holiday time and that you tend to overdo things. Mm-hmm. You stay up later and you drink more and you eat more. And he said, so therefore you have to train more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he used the analogy of keeping water hot.
Right.
Is in order to keep it hot, if you go into a colder place, you got to put more heat on to keep it hot. You don't let it cool off and then reheat it.
Right.
And so that was good advice, that there are times in your life when you have to train harder because you're in a situation that's moving you in the other direction.
Right.
And the other thing was, you train to get better every day in everything.
Right.
And I think that's what I'm going to put up on my wall somewhere. Is you train to get better at every day at everything.
Right. So you don't want to. Silos. You don't want to create silos where I'm really good at this, but all these other things, they can just lay to waste.
Yeah,
this is what I want to focus on.
That's right, because you say, well, I train real hard, but I eat junk food.
Right. Okay?
Or I eat real well, but I don't exercise.
Right.
Or, you know, it doesn't, you have to do everything well.
Well, and of course, when we talk about youth sports, you know, you can't be the best football player but fail in your classes.
Right.
Because, you know, there's somebody else that's going to be just about as good as you are.
Right.
And they're going to have good grades.
And good grades.
And so a college or whoever is going to take them over you.
And
because they're the full package.
And the skills that, and if there was anything we could teach children, and that's something that I'm going to be incorporating into my work clinically, is that, yes, you're a good athlete, but you should be bringing those same, that same training,
that same mentality,
to everything that you do. You know, it should permeate your life.
Right.
Not just be on the baseball field.
Right.
Not just be on the soccer pitch.
Right.
Not just be on the tennis court. It should permeate all aspects of your life.
Exactly.
And if it's not, the process isn't finished. You're not quite finished yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what I love about this piece.
Yeah.
Because we see so many youngsters who are very good athletes, but the rest of their how they treat their parents, how they treat their siblings, how they treat their friends, how they do in school, you know, all the other parts of their life might be falling apart, but it doesn't matter that you're good at this particular thing.
Right.
You need to be good at everything.
Right. And it, you know, certainly there are circumstances where school is tough, but we're not talking about, you know, you may be a great athlete. We're not talking about making A's.
We're not talking about the result.
Right.
That's right. We're not talking about your grades.
Right.
We're talking about the process that you use.
Right.
Are you conscientious? Do you work hard?
Right.
Do you train hard?
Are you respectful?
That's right.
You know, remember the other day, be a good sport.
Right.
That goes for school too. You know, you could be upset with something that happened at school, but are you going to be a good sport about
right.
it? Are you
That's
going
right.
to say, you know, I understand I was out of line, or mm-hmm. I understand that it didn't work out for me this time,
right.
And use those same principles mm-hmm. when it comes to things that are happening at school?
Right. That's
or
right.
Or with your parents?
Right.
Yeah. So you have to have sort of that incorporation of these perspectives to every area of your life.
You know what I always worry about when I see youngsters who are very good in athletics, let's mm-hmm. say, and the rest of their everything else is sort of falling apart. I'm thinking, you might just have this genetic
right.
attribute. You know, you might have good athletic skills, good mm-hmm. motor skills. It's not because you worked so hard.
Right.
It's because you were blessed with mm-hmm. good coordination. That's also troublesome, isn't
right.
it? Yes, you're very good at this when you're in 11th or 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't train hard,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to stay
right.
at the top of your game.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I always worry when the other parts of their life are out of whack because I'm thinking they're not bringing the training
right.
to everything that
yeah,
they're doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
definitely so. All right.
So
that is it.
Good
for
stuff
today.
This week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Check out the
mm-hmm.
articles. Would love to hear from you if you have any thoughts or ideas or
yes, please.
Own experiences mm-hmm. for these things. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.